obviously another opportunity for our football team. I can't say it enough about these guys. They walk in the building, they go to work. That's why I care about them so much. They've done everything I've asked them to do, the spirit, the practice, and obviously it hadn't translated to what we want it to be, but it still makes me believe we're on the right track with the work process that we do here and how we go about our meetings. And obviously there's some things that have to change too as we move forward, but at the same time, I'm probably more rewarding right now for me because I don't see any flinch, any quit, any I don't want to do this mindset on the football team. And I think, again, that has a lot to do with our coaches. I think the environment we try to create and that within itself gives you a chance. You know, we say that every week. It hasn't materialized into what we want it to, but I think that's the starting point. We're looking forward to playing another really good football team. Obviously, the division AFC North champs. They're as good as any team we've played all year. We played them early in the year, first game of the year. I don't think they were anywhere close to what they are now. They're a really good football team. I think we know that on all three phases. It'd be a big game for us. We got to play our best. We get all that, you know. But, again, our focus as a football team is to come out of the game with a victory, nothing more, nothing less. That's why we're going to Pittsburgh. We're not going there for any other reason. And our guys understand it's the last opportunity as a team for us to play for the rest of this season. So that brotherhood in the locker room is something that they will hold on to, and they'll go play, and they'll go play their tails off. I truly believe that. As far as the injuries are concerned, Matt Days has a knee injury, and Danny Vitale has a groin injury. They couldn't practice today, and we'll see how their progress throughout the week. Jamar Taylor is still dealing with a sore foot. We hope he returns to practice tomorrow. A couple of other bumps and bruises, but everybody else is able to make it through practice. Well, as we know, every team this time of year kind of sore, beat up, that type of thing. But guys find a way to be out there. And that's a credit to our team. I mean, those guys have been out there practicing and trying to get back in there, and they've done a good job that way.
You started the year with the Steelers. It all kind of comes full circle with finishing with them. Do you remember your thoughts after that game, though, in terms of, I don't know, if your expectations had changed or what kind of season you thought this could be?
Well, I mean, obviously, when you play the Pittsburgh Steelers and it's 21-18 and you feel like you had a chance to win, you feel like you're really heading in the right direction, you know. So I think when I think back to what that game was like a long time ago, we were coming out of, preseason training camp, had done some decent things, we're heading in the right direction, playing with a young quarterback. And we walked out there, and I thought we held our own, you know. So you thought, okay, you're heading in the right direction, but – you know, the next week you're playing another division opponent and things you started to see, some things that you know that you got to get corrected as you go. And then we kind of went from there, and the season's been what it is. But, you know, again, as you guys know, I'm not going to make any mistakes. I mean, look at all this and make any excuses is what I wanted to say about any of it. I mean, we haven't progressed to be the team that we all thought we could be. And that happens for a lot of different reasons. And we have to look back at this when it's all said and done and understand why. Because, again, as I said before, we don't want to be in this position again. And I don't think we will be. As I told the team, you know, we had to go through something. We've been through it for the last 2 years, but I truly believe we're at the end of that rainbow, whatever that is. I think we're at the end of it. I thought it'd be sooner than later, but it's later. So that's the way it goes.
So since you started out with this, you know, kind of having a little bit of fun with this, are you really going to jump into the league?
Heck yeah, yes. I got to.
So when, how?
How you just jump in. When, that's going to be at my convenience, and hopefully I can get a lot of people to come out. It'd be something that we're going to make special. I don't like it. Don't like to do it for the reason why I'm having to do it, but I have to make do on my word, and I just think that's what you do, you know, and so I do get that. I made a statement. I got to back it up, so that's the type of person I am, so that's what we have to do.
And will you maybe do it for charity?
Absolutely. Foundation? It will definitely be for my foundation. There's no question about that. No, that's it.
And did you see that Paul Hoynes from Cleveland.com made a video for you with tips on How to jump in?
No, I have not. Ventured to all that media stuff about how to, but I think I got that part. Just fall in and get wet and get out and dry off. You know, I think that's what it is.
When's the last time you went swimming?
Oh, it's been a long time. You know, I, like I said, I never said I could swim. There'd be some people down there to rescue me pretty quickly. So we'll make it fun. But again, it's for the right reason. You know, again, I don't take light to things that I say that I put out there, and I like to back them up. Haven't been able to, so that's part of it. But that's part of it.
You know, you're talking about you think like this is at the end of this.
I do.
So, like specifically, what seeds do you think you planted for when you come back? You know, in 2018, you guys are going to be hitting the.
Well, I think the biggest seed that we've planted with this team is the grit, the fight. You know, we know how to do that. We just haven't found a way to win yet, you know, and we'll do, I just know the organization. I know Dee and Jimmy Haslam will do anything and everything we can to, one, better the football team, better our who we are, how we go about things, to be the best that we can be. And I think around the corner is a chance for this team to really be something better, a better version of what we are right now. And I think we all know that. We have a lot of different resources to improve the team that way. And we'll look at anything and everything to get our organization and football team better. So I truly believe it will be a year from now.
Do you still 100% firmly, you know, believe what Jimmy Haslam, you know, put out there a couple of weeks ago, that, you know, that you're coming back here?
I know I get this question probably once a week now. I unequivocally believe without question that what Jimmy Haslam said is what is going to happen here. There's nothing that anybody has said to me to make me feel differently, you know, and it is tough. And, you know, being in a situation is hard, and I'm sure it's hard for them too, but hopefully I have showed them through my work ethic, through our coaching staff work ethic, and how the players have been and how they respond, that, you know, that I am the right guy to help get this organization to where it needs to be. I respect that there's many who don't feel that way, and everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I don't think everybody sees and knows the everyday in and out of what goes on here with our players, you know, with our coaching staff, with management, with our scouting department, and how we go about it. I mean, no one ever said it was going to be easy. No one ever thought it was going to be this hard, neither. But at the same time, we get where we are and what we're trying to accomplish. And I think, like I said before, I think we're closer to it than we are further away from it.
And the only thing fans can look at is what they watch on every Sunday.
Absolutely.
So, can you just kind of, in layman's terms, explain what is so dramatically different now, 2 years in, than when you first walked in the door, mm-hmm. yet the results have actually even been worse?
Absolutely. I think I don't really want to, I mean, I know there's going to be a time and place to talk about all these things, but I think when you look at our football team overall, it's still a very young football team. The youngest team in the league, you know, quarterback position, that's the youngest in the league, you know, and I think there's a lot of other things that we still need to continue to do to close the gap that way on the rest of the league, first within our division and then with the rest of the National Football League, to be able to do what we want to do as an organization, which is every opportunity we walk out there, feel like we're going to do what we do better than anybody in the National Football League. That's what we're trying to accomplish. We're nowhere close to that. That's obvious. You know, in the last 2 years would say that, man, what's going on? You know, but like I said, it's been painful for all. I get it. Our fans is tough. And I understand it, you know, and I know all the arrows that come at me, I expected that. But at the same time, I mean, I can't tell them to keep having patience. That's what we've always said. I think my words don't have any value now until I can change, until we can change and show change. Nobody's going to believe anything we say. So whatever I say now really doesn't hold water, and I get that. So the talk about it really doesn't do anything. I think the only thing that's going to change is we need to get to winning as fast as we can, and I think that's what we're going to do.
Unequivocally believe what Jimmy Haslam said, and he has said what he has said. There's still widespread speculation about your future. How do you take that?
And I respect that. I think, like I said, I think everybody can have their opinion. I can't go by what everybody else thinks or what everybody else wants. I can only go by the people who employ me, who believe in what I'm trying to do here and what I believe they're trying to do here. And I think that's where we are. You know, I think nothing more, nothing less. I mean, that's all I can go by. And I do get when you're a coach of a team that hasn't won and things don't go. Trust me, I've made my mistakes too. I'll be first to tell you that. But at the same time, like I said, I think if everybody knew the inner workings and how things went and where we are, I think people would understand better. But that's just where we are right now. And you can't sugarcoat it. There's no way around it. The record is what it is. This is where we are. So we got to find a way to climb out of this hole as fast as we can and get to where I think we should be.
I think I know the answer, but just to get you on the record, is there any part of you that might, after the season, take a step back and say, I don't want to continue here?
No. I'm not that kind of person. I've never quit at anything. I've never lost like this, and I've never quit at anything. So if people are thinking I'm going to walk away from this, no. I like challenges. This has been a challenge. You know, it's been different, but I mean, again, at the same time, I get it. You know, I'm in it now, and so I know the inner workings of it. I know what it is. I know what I'm tasked with. I know all that's involved, and so we got to get there, and I hope to be a huge part of us getting there.
I know you always said that it hasn't been supportive of you. Mm-hmm. Has Jimmy said anything in the last few days to kind of show that support again?
Jimmy's never wavered. I mean, Jimmy hasn't wavered with me not one time. So Jimmy has always been supportive, him and D, you know. So, again, I really thank them for that because I couldn't sit up here if I didn't have that support. I mean, I'd probably be, instead of jumping in a river, I'd be laying on the floor, you know. So that's what keeps me going, you know, is the support from management, the support from my team, the support from the staff and the people who truly believe, you know. And I know everybody don't get it. I mean, they're not supposed to. I mean, this is an entertainment business. It's about winning and losing. You know, we've done more losing than anything. So I understand. But I think in time, hopefully, you know, we'll be able to show people a different version of the Cleveland Browns and what we're really trying to become.
In addition to the record, a lot of speculation comes from the fact that there's a new GM.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have to make sure that you can work together and be on the same page and share the same philosophies and the same, you know, vision for this upcoming offseason.
Right.
And everything. Have you found evidence that that would be the case?
Oh, there's no question. I probably spend a lot of time talking to John and with John. And I've enjoyed our conversations. And I know what our vision is as an organization for our football team. And I think we share the same thoughts that way. He's a football guy. I said that from the first day he came here. And so we share like-mindedness on what it takes to get this place to where we think it needs to be. And so, but again, are there more conversations to have? Yes. I mean, is there more vetting out to do through some of our processes? Yes. But thus far, it's been outstanding.
Josh Rosen has come out now and said he doesn't want to be drafted here. And he wants to go to some better team. So what is that? When he's a guy like that who could be the first pick in the draft says he doesn't want to come here. What do you think of that?
I just think it's too early to comment on something that a college player has said who hasn't even declared what he's doing. You know, I don't think right now that conversation is what's important. I think, sure, that will be talked about as we move forward. And I think the appropriate time, you know, when we can discuss that, we will. You know, but I think right now it's way too early. My focus is on how do we beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh this week.
You know, every player we talk to, they're very supportive of you. They talk about how you're a player's coach, your energy is infectious and all those type of things. From your standpoint, though, how have you kept the locker room from really disintegrating and falling apart as these weeks have gone by and things have gotten tougher down the stretch?
You know, honestly, I give all the credit to the players and to the leaders of the team. You know, my job is to try to create the right environment in there for our players and our coaches to be the best they could be. The one thing I will say I don't do to them is I don't lie to them. I don't think you can do that to players. I think you got to be very honest and upfront with them and tell them what it is you're looking for and what you expect, and then follow through. And I think what I tell them I'm going to do, I do. You know, what I tell them is going to happen, happens. And I think that's really important. You know, leadership to me is priceless. You know, it's more important to me than sometimes X's and O's and all this other stuff, because it's through these times that if you have the wrong leader, it will fall apart. I'm just being very honest with you. So if it's probably one of my strengths, something that I learned a long time ago of being able to lead men. And I said before, I don't know that anybody else in the National Football League can do this job. You know, right now, being in a situation is hard, you know, and everything comes at you, and whether you're putting out fires or helping guys through things or keeping a football team together, to me, you better have some strength to do that. And I've been blessed, you know, to have the opportunity to do this. I don't want to continue to do this way. You know, this is as hard as it gets. But at the same time, I'm not running from this. I think, you know, I started into this. I'm part of the reason why it's like it is. I like to be part of the reason why it gets fixed, and sooner rather than later. And I think we'll do that.
A couple minutes ago, you said, you know, you made mistakes.
Yeah.
What do you think your biggest mistakes have been?
Well, I think when you look at it, there's times in games, there's other things. I mean, I could have made a call here a little bit better or did this a little bit better. I mean, I'm sure I can sit down and give you a list of things as I think through it. But I'm no different than anybody else. After every game, I go back and look at things and how I could have did that better. I could have put a guy in a little bit better position here. But that's football. You know, there are no perfect games. You know, there is no game that I know I've walked out of and said, hey, boy, I've done everything correctly. So that's just part of it. You know, I just think people, when you make those statements, everybody starts rattling off a list of 200 things that they wish that you would have done. I don't, you know, again, it's football, and it's tough. And sometimes you wish you did things differently to help your football team. But I don't look at it and say it's the reason why ultimately we're in the we have the record that we have.
When you've lost this much, do you question whatever your game plan, your who system, wouldn't? Those things?
Who wouldn't? I mean, you question everything. I mean, oh well, things have changed. Things have evolved and changed back, and you try this and you try that. I mean, when you're in these situations, you try a lot of different things because you're trying to find an answer for your guys, and that's what I'm saying. When I think. You say what my guys feel in the locker room. The one thing they know that we're trying to do is we're trying. You know, it's not like we're not. You know, I have to show them those things, you know. But at the same time, when you go through these things, you have faith in truly what you believe in as a football coach. You don't fall off of that. I still will stand on that our season right now has still been dictated by the inability to create a bunch of turnovers and the ability to turn the ball over as much as we have. You know, I think that is still the old adage of, you know, take care of the football and get turnovers and you win games. That's never going to change, you know. So I haven't been able to solve that on either side. So we got to continue to get better at that.
You mentioned your foundation and the whole lake thing benefiting that. Do you have is there anything new on that we should know about?
I'm sorry.
Where are you with the foundation right now?
It's up and running, you know, and I'm truly blessed to have an opportunity to be a part of the Hugh Jackson Foundation. You know, we've done some outstanding work here in Northeast Ohio. We're going to continue to do so. We'll have more things coming up in the future. Obviously, the issue that we're dealing with is rampant. And it's something that I'm trying to do everything I can to put a dent in, you know, and the human trafficking issue is near and dear to me. It's something that I want to really make a huge, huge impact on, and we'll continue to do so. But there'll be more things that we do through the community, out in the community, and with the foundation itself here in the near future.
Are there residents in the facility right now as we speak?
Well, there are people working to get into the residency. Yes, sir.